I assure you that this segment of the show is far more interesting, and you really don't need any context for what you're about to hear.
So you really seem to have all these sort of like pissed off and just these opinions of the things that people are doing that are just complete garbage. So it really does sound like you've given this like a bit of thought. So like what's like your biggest like pet peeve, your biggest piss off in terms of music at all, or if it is in the noise realm?
People just trying to, I think it's just the people who try too hard to be artsy. That's just the worst. Really bothers me. Whether it be, I don't know, someone like Vomir in a, you know, the harsh noise wall thing, going for, you know, trying to be minimalist and artsy. It's just annoying. I just can't stand it. Like, I can listen to the walls or whatever, but when I really think about it, it just bothers me. Like, I can't explain it, really.
There's so much pretentious execution to something that should be just simple and raw.
Exactly, yeah.
See, and it's great, and this is one of the reasons that I love the fact that I get to do this show, is that I've had this will be my fifth interview on this show, and after this I've got three or four more scheduled in the next little while, and from the conversations I've had with everyone, nobody seems to be consistent in their ethos and what noise is to them, and definitely no one's had this outlook, so this is fantastic. I love this.
Yeah. Like, speaking of what... Speaking of what really bothers me is, like, the gimmicky garbage of people like Vomir. Like, I think his music's good and I can listen to it, but his whole live shtick of the bag over his head, you know, standing around, not moving, it's just gimmicky. I don't like gimmicks. I'd rather see somebody screech, you know, and really be pissed off, you know?
Yeah, it's just completely stripping away this whole pretentiousness and this whole most art about it, because the feeling I'm getting is that you really don't see this as a art form. It's an expression.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, sorry, I just said you kind of strip away all this gimmicky nonsense, and you don't, it speaks nothing to you. To you, this isn't, you know, an art form. It's just, it's what should be a raw expression, and literally just that.
Yeah, exactly.
So would you take it to more extremes? Like if you were to do a live show, you know, something like Hannah Tarash, where he, you know, crashed a fucking bulldozer into the building, or just literally breaks everything around him.
That's very expressionist of you to do that, but at the same time, that's also kind of gimmicky.
Because people are showing up for that.
Exactly, yeah.
Or like, I don't remember what the number was. I'm bad with remembering shit like this, but I saw this video once, and it was, you know, an actual enactment of one of the like 50 some written pieces of Danger music, and it was, you know, just literally scream at the top of your lungs for like 3.5 minutes, and it was just this dude, but it looked like he was in like a classroom or something, and he was, you know, kind of wearing like a nice sweater and just like all this stuff, and it was, but that's what it was. He just sat there for 3.5 minutes like yelling. But again, that does seem, like you said too, expressionist but gimmicky at the same time.
I don't think it's as gimmicky as driving a bulldozer through the wall. Like, I mean, I think a good balance is a live performance by, you know, like Crank Sturgeon or Emile Bolio, because, I mean, they mix in performance art with the, you know, raw screeching and annoyance, I guess you could say.
So they, yeah, it's not gimmicky, but there's a direction at least.
Yeah. Like, Crank Sturgeon may put on all these, you know, weird-looking, you know, papier-mâché masks or whatever, but he keeps it, you know, less, I don't know, gimmicky than, I don't know, Hannah Tarash driving bulldozers through walls.
Although, to be fair, I do think at some rate, though, that shows a lot of commitment to what the man was doing, because obviously it was like in the range of tens of thousands of dollars in damage, and everyone obviously knew it was him. So he knew that there was going to be repercussions on the end of that and still went through with it.
That's a good point and all, but again, just think about how dumb that really is. Like, I understand it's very expressionist, but again, you're wasting thousands of dollars just to be expressionist. You don't really need to do that unless you're mentally insane.
Or you could take it up like another step further. If you want to be that expressionist, you might as well just go to the end of the book, the written book of Danger Music, and gouge out your eye, and then 5 years later, gouge out the other eye.
Exactly. I mean, that's really smart of you to do that. I mean, you don't have eyesight for the rest of your life, but at least you looked cool.
And the best part is it probably didn't even look cool, because I'm sure that, like, if you could, like, put out a poster and, like, a hand a handbill to everyone in your city and be like, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do number 34 or whatever number it was of Danger Music, and I want as many people there. And like four people who knew what that was would show up, and then you'd be blind for four people for the rest of your life.
Like, have fun with the fucking eye patch, dude. Like, I mean, I'm sure you'll get women that way.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you can come up with... Well, don't tell them you did it yourself, because that kind of defeats the purpose. But, yeah, have fun with it.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Show up to the bar, and you could be the pirate guy, you know?
Yeah. I know lots of people who love pirates.
And you know what? You'd be the 100% the best cosplayer as Steve the Pirate from Dodgeball.
Exactly. I mean... No one else is willing to rip their eye out for that.
Yeah, get into it. Take it one step further. I wonder if anybody like who works who works like construction or like, I guess, demolition or anything, I wonder if any of them ever thought to themselves like, Hanatara should be proud, and then like bulldozed into a building they were supposed to. Does that defeat the purpose of expressionism if he's supposed to?
No, you're still doing it one way or another. so it counts, you know.
So really, there's some guy who's getting paid like $25 an hour to crash into this building, and he's more expressionist than Hannah Tarash because he doesn't have to shell out thousands of dollars. He just got to do it.
Exactly. I mean, it's more expressionist when there's no repercussions to it. I mean, it's just stupid to do it when you're paying thousands of dollars for it for no reason. But when you're able just to do it just because and you can, it makes much more sense to do it.
Yeah.
You can really hurt yourself plowing through a building. But if you're allowed to do it, then they're probably, you know, going to be more considerate to you when you do get hurt doing something stupid like that. Like anyone, really.
And
what is the hospital gonna think when you show up and say, "I cut out my eye for noise music"? Like, that's so dumb.
They're gonna refer you to the psych ward.
Doing it. Exactly. It's.
See, I feel like you almost have to, because I got this old like love seat couch at my place. And both sides have recliners, and I think about 2 months ago, I had my recliner out, and then I tried to stand up, and it wouldn't lock downwards. It was stuck, and I would just I got pissed off, and I tried to kick it down, and I ended up bending like the frame of like the foot and all this. And my girlfriend was like, "Why the fuck did you do that? Now our couch is broken." And then I said it was expressionist, and she just stared at me and said, "You're a fucking idiot."
She's wrong. You're a genius for that. I mean, you're really smart. I mean, who wouldn't want
to
do that?
Oh, man. I'm going to have to show her that. She's at work. Yeah, she's at work. So when she gets home, I'm going to say, you know what? I know you think that I'm dumb, but I have it on record. I'm a fucking genius because I broke our couch.
Absolutely. You should be in the Museum of Modern Fine Art, whatever.
Oh, absolutely.
You should be studied just for that.
Well, yeah, but they'll have me on display, and then I won't really know, like, why I'm there, because they won't tell me, and I'll just kind of be in this building, and I'll be walking around, and there'll be this sort of nonsense around me, and I'll think, well, anything kind of seems to go here, and then I'll go back to my corner and, like, shit myself and be like, well, it doesn't seem to matter, and I'll be, like, the height of art.
That's genius. I mean, how can you not do that?
And I think right alongside me, I think when they kind of figure out that's going to be my deal, they'll just realize that there's no other option but to have Anal Cunt playing all the time.
Exactly. I mean, that's necessary to sound cool when you do that. To look cool while you're shitting your pants in the name of art.
So really, whoever it was, I don't remember who it was in that the 1912 exhibition where he, like, they said any independent artist can have their piece shown as long as they pay the fee, and the guy submitted the upside down urinal. I'm really taking his shit one step further. Like, I'm way cooler because you send in a urinal that everyone else pissed in, but I'm actually just gonna fucking shit myself right here, right now.
That's how you do it. It's one-upmanship. You gotta do that.
And then you
don't one up you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kill myself on stage.
Shit! I was just about to say, come on, like, the only person who's gonna be able to one up me is the guy who comes in who's so postmodern that he gouges his eye out, sits around for 5 years, and then does it again.
Yeah.
You're gonna one up me and just straight off yourself on stage. That's why bother now?
Exactly. I'm gonna win either way.
And then if
suicide is artsy, I mean, you gotta understand.
Oh, dude, true art is killing yourself.
Absolutely.
But
the more.
And how am I supposed to decide on anything to do? How am I supposed to be like, oh, well, it's gonna be the most art thing if I, like, you know, start a car inside and then, like, put my face over the tailpipe for about 10 minutes. And then, like, try to, like, play the piano. How am I going to do that? How am I going to think I'm cool when I know that whatever I do, I'm just going to leave, and then 10 minutes later, Abu Ghraib's going to come up and just fucking shoot himself in the face?
I mean, you can't think you're cool that way. Then you're going to be shamed, and you're not going to be able to do it. You're going to have to go home and cry about how you're not a real expressionist.
Yeah, you'll never be that cool.
Only smart people and cool people would really die for their art like that.
Yeah, and you know what? I think the best way to go about this, and the best way to distribute this, is that the idea of somebody who's just going to kill themselves for art pretty much just puts everything at a halt. So you could literally just go to, like, an art gallery and just stand there until someone says, like, oh, I really like this. Like, oh, this is really cool. And then just be like, yeah, but I fucking killed myself. And then hand them a picture.
Exactly. That's how you do it.
And if they don't believe you because you said you killed yourself and you're standing there talking to them, you're going to have to disappear and make them think that they're actually going fucking nuts because you're dead.
Nah, dude, you can prove that you're a ghost.
Oh, shit, you can go the fucking... That's how you do it. Are you going to go the smoke and mirrors route or just start, like, biting your own lip and bleeding from the mouth?
Biting yourself, just absolutely... Basically, torture yourself till you're on the verge of death, basically. And then they'll have to believe you, because no smart, you know, intelligent living person would just do that.
And you know what? That's really...
Only a ghost could actually, you know, want to...
Yeah, to do any of it. And you know what? And I'm going to be upset because you'll be at the same gallery as me, and I'll be in the corner having just shit my pants and sitting there with anal cunt around me, and I'm going to look tame. I'm going to have to get up and leave because Abu Ghraib is fucking biting himself to death.
Exactly.
God, you have effectively put art at a standstill, bro. I don't even know. I can't even art anymore. There's no point.
Art's dead.
Anyone listening to this right now, you have to understand, anything that you ever do, it will never matter. Because anything you do, no matter what, Abu Ghraib is going to come up and just fucking eat a bullet in front of you. And then as a ghost, is going to actually eat himself in front of anyone who finds anything interesting ever again.
I mean, ruining art is the only way to beat real art.
We've stalemated art, my friend, just by pure... Well, yeah, I mean, you know, anyone can paint something, anyone can sculpt something, blah, blah, blah. But, like, unless you're willing to fucking go for the Kurt Cobain mouthwash, you're not art.
Exactly. You're just ruining art.
You're kind of a pussy, really.
Exactly. Yeah. Stop trying if you're not going to kill yourself about that, about art.
If you're not going to kill yourself, you're not art. And if you're trying to be art by not doing that, just remember that someone's going to kill themselves and you'll never be art.
Exactly. I mean, there's no point in trying to, you know, match you when you hit something that extreme.
And now Hannah Tarash he's going to listen to this and he's going to realize that it was all in vain.
Exactly. He won't be able to kill himself because he won't be able to post about it. He won't be able to share his video of him shooting himself in the head. But you know what? Neither can I.
Yeah, and you know what? You know what? Now that I think about it, we've already been beat. There was that video of that guy who live-streamed himself setting himself on fire.
Shit. That's a good point.
And that was years ago.
Damn.
So everything has been in vain, dude. Fuck.
But
wait.
What if we torture ourselves to the point of near death? Is that not extreme enough?
Well, what no, because you walk away.
What if you don't walk away? What if you suffocate yourself? What if you, like, suffocate yourself and then also shoot yourself? And also, like, give yourself carbon monoxide poisoning.
You know what? If you fucking triple kill yourself, then you've won up the fire, dude.
And then you already won up the guy who's trying to double kill himself.
Does it count to double kill yourself, like, if you're on top of a building and you run off and, like, jump off and then shoot yourself, like, halfway down? Is that a double kill or is that still single?
That's double, because, like, you've already taken the perpetual leap to your death, but also at the same time, you killed yourself another way. So true. Therefore, it is double death.
And then, you know what? And then if you could go for the triple sanction and just, like, eat a bunch of Ambien right before you jump.
You can be really artsy and, like, straight from out of the womb, you start smoking, doing crack, and drinking, and then you die slowly.
Oh, I see. So really, it's art to just be a complete degenerate, because for the end result, it's all been one big performance.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Why did I quit drinking, man? I should have just kept going until I died, and then just I could have been so much more art.
You can't be art anymore now. By giving up, period, at any point in your life, you're ruining your chances.
And I think you can get a pass for, like, the first, like, 2 years for not grasping what it is. But if you're not, like, a bitter drunk by the time you're 3, you're not art.
You have to be retarded if you're one and you don't understand the concept of death. Like, what are you, stupid?
That's very valid. I mean, I didn't get death until I was about 4 or 5. So really, I'm also retarded and not art.
Exactly. So you lose. Only a true genius understands death by the time they're one and have absolutely given up to nihilism and being a total degenerate.
Oh, man. And now, you know what?
Why haven't we...
Now I can't... There's no way for me to be art, because even if I do, even if I go for, like, the octuple fucking death for killing myself, it doesn't matter, because someone will be like, yeah, he did that. But did you see his earlier shit? He wasn't even a fucking drunk when he was 2.
He wasn't trying to kill himself by the time he was 4. Not even by 4, by the time he was like 1.5, maybe. Sometimes a couple weeks old is enough, but if you're not trying to die by the time you're at least 1.5, I mean, just leave.
Yeah, it's...
You're not art.
Yeah, it's like if Nick Jonas came out with, like, a great grindcore album, it's like, yeah, but check out his early stuff. Same thing. I kill myself now, but, like, look at my early shit.
Exactly.
What a fucking waste. You're not gonna...
You won't sound cool unless you're really dedicated to it.
Okay, so we've established, if you don't kill yourself, you're not art. If you haven't been a degenerate... crack addicted booze hound by the time you're 1.5, you're not fucking art. And I can't even tell my girlfriend that I was being expressionist when I smashed my couch, because my early shit was fucking trash.
Well, you can just be like lesser. You can just make up your own terrible idea of what, you know, a new art form is and tell her, I jumped on the couch and broke it. I don't know, whatever new art form you want to call it.
Pre-suicide expressionism, I think, is the term.
No, it would be post-suicide expressionism, because people have already killed themselves. And now you want to be more expressionist by not killing yourself.
Oh. Okay, so I'm a post-suicidal expressionist.
Absolutely. By wanting to stay alive, you're furthering yourself from the tropes of suicidal expressionism and becoming post-suicidal expressionism.
And you can't be post unless you've accepted the fact that you will never be art, because the suicide has already happened. So accept you're not art, and then you can be a post-suicidal expressionist.
Exactly.
So accept that you're trash, and then anything you do is post-suicidal, and then it's kind of cool, but it'll never be as cool, so... And then even if you accept that and decide what's not worth it, and then you kill yourself, well, then you're just a hack.
Exactly. No one should take you seriously if you don't.
And just like that, we've determined the direction of art from this point on, and we've determined what art was, and it's all garbage. Unless you're dead, or if you do anything after somebody else died, it's lesser until you die. And just like that, my friends... Here today on Visionary Objet d'Art, we have figured out with Abu Ghraib that you are all garbage, you will never be art, but don't kill yourself because you'll be a fucking hack.
Exactly. You're just ripping someone else off if you even attempt suicide. That's why you gotta start living, you know, like a smart person to be true art after suicidal expressionism finally dies down. Absolutely.
Then maybe one day you can be art, but until then, you're garbage.
Exactly.
And with this discovery, I think we've ended this on the perfect fucking tone, my friend.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming on my show and really breaking down what true art is and making me realize that I will never be art and that I can only be not art or a hack.
No problem, man. I mean, it's my pleasure. I love telling people they're just terrible at what they do.
And I think more people need to hear it, but not do anything about it, because that's not art.
Exactly. You wouldn't even come close to matching if you even tried you know, killing yourself or not killing yourself. I mean, what are you going to do if you don't? Either way.
You either accept the fact that you're garbage and move on, and anything else you do is just post-suicidal expressionism, and it's terrible, or you kill yourself, and everyone will just see you as a hack clinging to past art forms.
Then what's the middle ground?
The middle ground is taking the middle route of just slowly killing yourself.
Yeah, but that's already been done.
Yeah, but people, but they've done it in a way that was in, that seemed intentional. They didn't try to be cool about it. I can sit here and I can chain smoke my fucking face off, and I'll look cool, and then I'll fucking die. It's just a really drawn-out process that I can aggravate more people, and I can tell more people they're garbage while I'm dying. It's like the suffocation thing, but putting the time from putting the bag over your head to dying is like years, and I can just put it in people's faces that they're trash.
Exactly.
So my entire life is a performance, and everyone will know it by the time I fucking die.
Yeah.
And there's no other way to have it. So with that, Abu Ghraib, everyone, I want to thank you for being on the show, my friend.
No problem. My pleasure.
Absolutely.
Thank you.